Welcome to the Living Unbroken podcast. This is season 2, episode 5, Healing the Heart of the Matter. I'm Sonia Lin, Master Healing Practitioner and Transformation Coach. You are the hero on your healing journey, and you have the power to heal yourself. Today, I want to talk about getting to the heart of the matter, as I like to call it. It's getting to the root source. By not putting a band-aid on the symptom or a mask covering up the symptom, we want to get to the heart of where our challenges in life came from so we can really transform our lives and create new positive experiences, because it's your divine birthright. It's all of ours. So getting to the heart of what needs healing, it does start within yourself. It starts within ourselves. To go within and to break through and break free from our old patterns and behaviors that are no longer serving us. But it doesn't mean it always started with us. We can carry trauma passed down from generation to generation and carry identities that are not ours. So they're for us to break the cycle and to break free from, to really have our ancestors that had gone through traumatic experiences to be heard and seen and acknowledged. And it starts with the awareness of identifying what is yours and what wasn't, what didn't start with you. And to be able to clear that, to really shake that energy, in a sense, that is not yours. It's not your burden to carry. And there's 12 different healing categories. So a few of them are, I'll share 4 today. Love, patience, peace, and forgiveness. So when we're seeking outside of ourselves, searching for healing and a material thing to make us feel better, or someone else to provide us with that happiness, it starts within. And those areas are going to show up and get in our way. The relationships, whether they're at work or they're at home, or whether intimate relationships, dating, wherever we are, people are mirrors for us. And others hold up a mirror, in a sense, for us to see ourselves, because we can't see in someone else something that we don't already have and can see within ourselves. So it's really important to back up and not stay in the past, but to be able to allow yourself to feel in order to heal and to break the patterns and behaviors. Now, when we get to the heart of that, we're going in at a cellular level, because that is where our memories are stored. Our physical ailments are symptoms from our emotions, which come from our thoughts, obsessive negative thoughts, which is, you know, unhealed traumatic experiences from our past. So all of our memories are stored in our cells. So modern medicine is calling it cellular memory. And that's really where we want to release and heal and speak the truth, because the thoughts that are occurring, you believe them to be true, but they're with a lowercase t. You can't prove them. The truth with a capital T, that is speaking from the heart truth and getting to yourselves in a healing way. So speaking to them in a positive, I'm trying to think how to say this, in a positive way that really speaks that truth with a capital T. So it's getting to your heart what it needs to hear in order to heal. And I hope that makes sense. What I'm trying to say is these memories that are no longer serving us, that are painful, and these negative obsessive thoughts are stuck in an old story, and they're painful and they're harmful. So we want to know exactly what categories need healing and to speak the truth to them, because peace, forgiveness, love, patience, those areas can't be purchased. We can't numb and suppress our negative emotions and push them down and expect to have, you know, another car or another home or another spouse or another pet to provide all of these positive emotions of joy and peace for us. It starts within. But like I said, it doesn't mean it started with you. So I know for myself, I was stuck in a victim story for a very long time, that things were happening to me. And that story was harmful. I was experiencing sciatica. I felt arthritis at a very young age. I had allergies so bad that I wanted to just shove a stick through my ear to make it stop. And I had no idea that these were all symptoms. The illness, the disease, the breakdown in my body and breakdown in the relationships I was having were from the emotions, and our emotions are coming from our thoughts. So it really starts within us. So when you go to traditional, Western doctor, physician for medications, it can help get some relief. It can help get, anxiety, depression. It can help get some strength back for you to then be able to dive in, go within, step into your true power. And maybe forgiveness starts with yourself. Maybe there's some areas of to really experience love for yourself, so you can then, beyond you, experience and feel love and start to consider that F word of forgiveness for maybe things that you say. I remember in my past there was situations with my ex and in my life that I said I would never, there's no way I could forgive. And how do you forgive people that have hurt loved ones? But it's truly harming ourselves and the ones we love around us. It does not mean we have to accept or condone these poor behaviors from others. It does not excuse it away by any means. But unforgiveness, that is what really is underneath cancer, of what it does to our body to not be able to forgive ourselves or to forgive others. And it's, you know, these good genes, these bad genes, you know, talking about epigenetics, we can really alter our DNA in a sense of, are we carrying it from past ancestors and generations? And there are ways that we can turn them off to really have balance within ourselves and to start to heal within. Because when we start to heal within and feel whole, we attract whole. And we're not half. Relationships aren't 50-50. You know, who wants half of someone in a relationship? You want 100%, and it takes 100%. And as a wedding officiant, and I work with couples with intentional wedding ceremonies, and explain to them, you know, relationships don't fail. The reasons why, that relationships fail is the reason it started. And things end the way they begin. So if a relationship is beginning through vulnerability or feeling broken inside, or a trauma bond, falling for someone and connecting on that trauma bond, on how it started, is the way it's going to end. Because again, we're mirrors for each other, and the mirrors that other people hold up are areas that we see within ourselves. So when we have complaints about our partners and relationships, it's a really showing us what's going on within ourselves to look at. Why are we, tolerating? Why are we drawing these negative energies into us? And what is it that we can do to heal and feel whole? Because when we feel love for ourselves, we can then receive love from others. When we have forgiven ourselves, we can then be able to forgive others as well. So that's just a little bit on getting to the heart of the matter, in being able to work through, what is your identity and what isn't, and separating, because we are so connected. We are so connected to our parents, especially our moms, our mothers, whether, we've gone through adoption, whether we've met our biological mother or not, there is such a connection. We are there with their energy and their experiences from being in the womb. And that's why I'm so passionate about the healing modalities that I have spent maybe 13 years now really experiencing and researching, just cutting edge healing modalities in this paradigm shift we're in, that we're evolving. You know, talk therapy can be important right away to get some strength back, to feel heard, and to really disassociate from traumatic experiences. However, it's not working in accessing our subconscious mind. We want to be able to work with people that can access the subconscious mind, because that's 95% of what's going on. We may consciously want to make this positive change, but our subconscious is going to kick in, and it can be very frustrating if you're trying to reach goals or have success in an area of life and continue to feel like you're failing. I have failed forward over and over and over again, until you get to the root source of what it is. So I want to shed that hope and information for transformation, that there are new ways and gentle ways to really access the heart of what needs healing. To get a list of the 12 categories, you can go to sonialynn.com and go to my blog. And if you sign up there, you will receive an email that lists all the different healing categories. And always, you can join the Living Unbroken. You are not broken, and it's time you begin thriving that way. Facebook group at Living Unbroken through Facebook. And in always, in love and light. You are not broken. It is just broken, faulty programming, and it is time you begin thriving that way. Namaste.